Solar panels cover the roof of this and other buildings at American University, creating electricity that is a fraction of the power needed by the campus. AU, George Washington University, and George Washington University Hospital are going a big step further in a deal with Duke Energy Renewables, a division of a large power company. Duke will build three new solar power farms similar to these facilities in distant North Carolina and put the power into the electric grid. The schools in Washington will draw electricity from the grid and pay Duke for the power at a fixed rate for the next 20 years. Chief Financial Officer of American University, Doug Kadravitz, says the green solar power deal will look better and better over time.
Over the next 20 years, brown power can only go one direction, and we anticipate saving quite a bit of money over that period of time.
American University's Director of Sustainability, Chris O'Brien, says using renewable energy instead of brown power, traditional oil, coal, or gas-fueled electricity, will reduce the environmental impact of campus activities.
It's the right thing for social equity because some of the worst impacts of climate change are borne by the poor. So to the degree that we can convert to renewable sources, that actually lessens the impact, the burden on people who live in poverty.
There are a growing number of solar facilities around the world. Duke Energy Renewables' new units will have nearly 250,000 solar panels and generate 123 million kilowatt hours of electricity per year. The switch away from fossil fuels will have the same environmental benefit as getting 12,500 cars off the road. The head of the Solar Energy Industries Association is Roan Resch.
This is an innovative new type of business model for solar. But what it shows is that you can go solar no matter if you have roof space or if you're entering into a contract with a developer. I think this is the future of solar energy, and we're seeing it today.
Resch says solar is growing fast, but admits it provides just a small fraction of the electricity needed to run the world's biggest economy. He says falling prices for equipment and innovations in financing are now doing as much as technical developments to help spread solar energy. In the meantime, students at American University take advantage of a solar water heater on the roof of a campus building that preheats water for coffee and saves energy in a shop several floors below. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.